Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Here we go.
This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Dawson. Pow, pow, pow.
I'm Sam Nifty Delaney. So what?
It's the Friday episode. You're getting it on Thursday evening if you're one of our IFS customers. Although how that's going to enhance your Thursday evening, fuck knows. It's just something we do to make it feel like you're special. But there you go. We've both had busy days, I think, Sam. More so than me. I have become 49% hammock.
I know.
And only 51% man now.
And the other 51% is
inside Dermy Hammock.
Isn't the other 51% snooker?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I'm probably only 1% man now.
Snooker and a hammock.
Hammock snooker hybrid.
Is basically when Darwin wrote The Origin of Species, I always felt that the subtext of what he was saying was, lads, I fucking tell you, I've been out to the Galapagos, right? And I've had a look at these fucking, all sorts of different fucking creatures out there. The turtles.
All the fucking animals. Oh, they're all there.
They're all there.
They're all at the Galapagos. Don't know why.
I've been looking at the fucking turtles, the birds, the fishes, all these cunts, right? And I can see the way they Frogs. Operate, right? And I call it adapt and fucking survive, yeah? And let me tell you, it's all pointing in one direction, right? 100 years from now, maybe 200. It's hard to say exactly, put an exact time frame on it. But we will evolve to a point where human beings will just be sat in fucking hammocks watching the snooker, right? And that's it. And if they do work, they'll literally just have to swear into a microphone and put it on something called the internet.
What you're saying is that
you are the Earth's most evolved living creature.
Yeah, I'll take that all day long. And you know, after we've recorded this and I've edited it, I'm planning to get back in the hammock and watch some more snooker.
Oh, how's it going in the snooker?
Oh, it's fucking great.
Oh, yeah.
The thing about it is there's so many really good players around now.
Yeah.
And they're kind of all capable of beating each other.
Yeah,
it's not. You've got no idea. I mean, Ronnie O'Sullivan might win it. Who knows? He hasn't won it for a few years, but he won 10-1 in his first round game.
Wow!
So it was the fastest ever match at the Crucible. So he could do it. He could turn it on so much, or he might just get bored halfway through. You don't know. But yeah, that's going to be until next weekend, I think.
What was the Alex Higgins documentary like? I didn't see it, but I'm going to watch it.
Well, I didn't watch it again because I've seen it about three times now. It's one of them that normally comes on on a weekend, and I usually accompany it with a bit of beer, but it's really good. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll watch that. I started watching Fear City at your suggestion and was immediately gripped.
Yeah.
So I can heartily recommend that. Thanks for the tip off.
I've got another one to add to the list, which I watched last night, which was the 30 for 30. ESPN.
Oh yeah,
about Lance Armstrong. It's a two-parter.
Oh.
It's about 3 hours long, 3.5 hours long in total, and the bloke is just a cunt.
Yeah,
he's such a. I Instagram this last night, and he's such a cunt that I almost admire him for it.
There's a purity to it.
There is. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
There's no doubts about it.
Yeah.
There's no fine margins or anything like that.
He's just right
like,
up there.
He's a fucking cunt.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's well worth watching. If you've got BT Sport, it's on demand, I think, on that. On the app or fucking whatever, I don't know.
Yeah, but they're good, well those, aren't they? My favourite one, not that I've seen loads, is the Ice Cube doing the relationship between the LA Raiders and NWA.
Oh, right, I'm seeing that one yet.
The influence that the Raiders had on NWA. And in turn, the massive impact NWA had when they adopted all the Raiders gear, right? Because they decided they just wanted to dress in black. They didn't want to be all fancy, so they started wearing the Raiders hats. And that and still to this day, the Raiders, who are now, of course, the Oakland Raiders and have been for some time, but back then were the LA Raiders, they still are a multi-million pound global brand. You walk through fucking anywhere from like Camden Market to a fucking bazaar in Morocco, right? And people are fucking selling LA Raiders hats. And it's because NWA, when they first were looking for like their vibe, thought, well, we're all from LA, let's start fucking wearing Raiders hats, see how that goes down. Next thing you know, the bloke who runs the Raiders has made billions out of hats.
A hat billionaire.
Yeah, fucking hat billionaire.
What a fine thing to be.
Something we all dream of being.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So that's been me, Lance Armstrong, and then the hammock and the snooker deer. But you've had big deer day.
I've had Van Day. I've discovered a fantastic website where you can hire a vehicle without having to actually turn up at the hire shop, which is always the pain in the arse. They deliver it, right? I'm going to try and remember what it's called.
And they just hand over the keys and go, there you go, mate, get on with it.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I had to do that tedious thing where you have to walk around the fucking...
look for scratches.
And you have to, like, they go, there's a scratch there, there's a scratch there. So that's a bit annoying. That was this morning. But, he dropped it off at 8:30 this morning right outside my house. And then tomorrow morning at 8:30, just for a fuck off to the Isle of Wight, he'll pick it up.
They ask if you've got any experience of vans, or do they just assume you have?
He could tell when he saw me that I was a man.
You knew your way around a van.
He's looked at me and he thought, this is a fella who knows his way around a van. Yeah. He knows what he's fucking doing, right? Because I came out in my best van wear, right? I didn't want him to underestimate me. So I dressed in van wear, which was, I just wore full tracksuit with hooded top, my Nike Air Max, right?
Little Raiders baseball cap.
And a baseball cap. I didn't take Terminator out with me, but only because my wife spotted me walking down the stairs with it and said, look, don't you think that might be a bit unnecessarily aggressive? I was like, all right, suit yourself. I'm just trying to fucking, make a statement about myself. All right, mate, I'm ready for a bit of fucking hardcore vanning. Hand over the keys. It was a Transit, but it was black, not white. But it was quite, I felt that was quite cool because it looked a little bit like the sort of van that you might be doing covert CIA style surveillance on outside someone's gaff, right?
Yeah. No way of seeing inside it.
All sorts of things have happened today with the van. In fact, I felt a bit like Henry Hill at the end of Goodfellas, where he's like driving around trying to do a million things at once, going mental.
Right.
Because I had the car in at the Menders. Not the Menders, but for a service, right?
Right.
And I put it in 2 weeks ago, mate. And today, I rang them. They had kept it for a week. I had to take it out because I needed it last weekend. Right? Listen. It took them 3 days to do a diagnosis and go, right, this is the extra bits you need, right? Under warranty, right? Then they said, but we can't do it till after the weekend. So I went, fuck that, I'll come and get it because I need it at the weekend, right? So I went and got it, ran there, right? Picked it up, had it for the weekend. Then on Monday, dropped it back at 9 a.m. as requested, ran back again, right? It's a fucking long way, so it's about 7 miles, right? Ran back again, right? And I thought, oh, well, it's quite a good excuse to exercise. And then I said, remember, I'm going on holiday first thing Friday morning in the car, mate. Don't worry about that, Mr. Delaney. We'll have it to you long before then. This morning I've rung up and he thinks he's a bit of a smooth talker, right? He's like, Mr. Delaney, how's it going? You're probably looking forward to your day. I just went like this. Where's my car? He went, sorry? I went, where's my car? I said,
playing for time.
I went, spare me all the fucking chat, mate. I said, you've had this car for a fortnight now, right? I said, I've run the fucking equivalent of a marathon over 3 separate trips out to you, right? I said, I need that fucking car back. It should be fine. Let me just ask you one question. What time is your ferry tomorrow? And I was like, you are fucking joking, mate. I said, I went fucking mad. I was giving him both. It was like Avis Gate. Imagine Avis plus Xerox, right? It was like, that's how. I didn't take social media, but I did go ballistic at him because he'd been giving me the chat for 2 weeks. He thought he was such a smoothie, and I've been going along with it, but he saw a different side of me today. Maybe it was because I'd got into the van mindset.
Possibly. Well, as well, if you've just been going along with it, he just thinks you're an easy touch. You're a soft touch.
He doesn't anymore.
And then the mouse finally roared this morning.
I told him, this is what's going to happen. I did it like that. I said, you're going to get the car fixed. Then you're going to take it over to fucking Iverson's wheel shop, right, in Chiswick, right, where I've got two fucking Michelins waiting for me, right? And you're going to fucking wait and get them fitted. I said, and then... I said, you're going to fucking get in it and drive it to my house. And he went, but I can't. I said, listen, mate, 2 weeks I've been back and forth to your shop. I said, I am going to fucking wreak havoc. I'm going to speak to your supervisor and get you fucking laid off, mate, because this is outrageous. Oof. I said, you got to fucking get the car. He delivered the fucking car.
Of course he has.
He was, I've got no qualms about what I said because he was taking the piss and he probably does it to all sorts of customers. And it might not have been entirely his fault. It was probably his governor's fault for overbooking services. But they're just booking, bring it in on Monday. 2 weeks later, they've still got the car and they're not once are they apologising. So anyway, I was dealing with all that whilst driving around in between two storage units that were about 3 miles apart, right? I had the work storage and... That was where the Xerox was. Regular listeners will know the Xerox saga, not dissimilar to the car saga, right? And then I had the house storage, and I was having to clear out the fucking storage. But I also had made the terrible error of saying to my mother-in-law in passing the other day, "Yeah, I've got a storage clearance firm coming over to get all the old office crap out." Right? I said, "I've paid them now. So if you've got any shit," because my storage is near her house, I said, "if you've got any shit that needs clearing, give it to me. Just chuck it in the back of my van." I said, "I'll drive
it. I've got
it,
a van.
And I've got van and storage clearance men, right? And I'll chuck it into my storage unit and I'll say, take that as well, cunts." Well, she turned it into such a massive saga. Uh-oh. I was round there at her house and she was trying to give me all sorts of nonsense. In the end, I took away about a dozen cans of old paint, right? And I don't know if you've ever tried to get rid of paint before, but it's not fucking easy, right?
No, there's rules, isn't there?
There's so many rules. I mean, it would be easier and quicker to adopt an orphan, right?
Yeah.
From Rwanda than
you
it,
used
than
to
it would
just
be.
Just tip it down the drain.
Just chuck it down
you
the fucking drain.
Just tip it down the drain and then
or,
that was it.
Or, when I was a kid, we'd just go and lob it in the canal. Fuck it, right? No one said anything.
People go around on the canals now. Everything's changed.
Yeah. The police would see you doing it. They'd go, "Well done, young man. Nice to see you helping your mum out, getting rid of the paint responsibly, right?
In the canal.
Not now. Yeah, fucking there you go. There you go. The fish have got something different to eat tonight, haven't they? Little bit of fucking emulsion. Not now. They'd bang you up for that kind of thing, for throwing paint in a canal.
6 months.
Right, you get 6 months for that. No problem. They'd probably stick you on the nonce wing as well. You're going, "What are you in for? Disposing of paint in a canal."
Yeah.
"You filthy cunt, you're going in a nonce wing. You bet." Yeah. "You've got to be on high security. It's for your own protection. Because if
anyone
the other inmates...
finds out what you've done.
Yeah, if the other fucking inmates, right, find out what you've been up to, they will fucking chuck that hot sugary water in your boat race that peels all the skin off. You're going to get fucking shift, mate. You're going to get fucking razor blades in your soap.
They'll shove your dinner up your ass.
They'll shove your dinner right up your ass, mate. And deservedly so, because you people are animals. You people who've got no fucking concern for the aquatic life who live in our canals, right? And you've got no idea of the damage. Maybe you do know and you just don't care, but the damage that just even half a litre of Dulux can do to the frog spawn... You know, to the little fishes, all of that. It's disgusting. It's murderous.
I don't think anyone gets rid of paint anymore. I think people just store it in their garage.
Well,
their sheds.
I had an accumulation years' worth. But that's what I thought. And then I thought, enough's enough. I'm getting rid of this fucking paint. And I'm going to get these fuckers to do it for me, right? Polish lads, they'll know what to do.
Oh, they'll not be bothered.
Yeah, don't worry they'll about this. Weird. Don't worry. We'll get rid of your fucking paint for you, mister. Right? How are you going to do it? You don't want to know. Don't ask. Ask me no question. I tell you no lies. Right? We got plans. We got plans for this paint of yours, mate. Big fucking plans. All right. Fine, mate. Just take it off my hands. She gave me so much fucking paint that he's turned up and there's a big storage unit full of all sorts of bollocks that he's taken away. But he doesn't blink at any of that, right? Because him and his mate, the speed at which these lads worked was phenomenal to see.
Right.
In fact, it's a good idea for a documentary where we just follow around like Britain's best removal men, right?
Storage strippers.
The speed at which they operate is incredible. Like huge bits of office furniture and stuff. You blink and they're just sort of tossing them out into the van. Like, they're like Popeye, right? I felt emasculated. But anyway, they were fine about all that. And then they go, hey, what the fuck's this? And I go, paint. They go, you said that you had about four tins. And I said, I know, but I've been having mother-in-laws. She gave me all this extra stuff, right? And plus I had more than I thought as well. They go, fucking hell. It was like it was like the scene in Pulp Fiction where they open the boot of the car and just a gold light comes up at them. Yeah. They were like, Jesus Christ, what are you doing with all this fucking paint, mate? Hide it, hide it. You don't know who's watching.
Jalapeño.
If you like what you've been listening to on Top Flight Time Machine, why not consider heading over to patreon.com/Top Flight Time Machine where you can subscribe. Not only does your monthly subscription help support this podcast and keep it going, it also gives you access to a huge amount of extra exclusive content.
Loads of extra episodes, yeah.
You'll be getting an episode a day. And pretty it costs much. Less than a fiver, less than a pint.
Whether
a
you
month.
Like it or not. Go to tftimemachine.com/ironfilings to find out more and get involved.
There's t-shirts and everything. I mean, for fuck's sake, what more do you want?
Jalapeño.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jalapeño.
Nigga, look. I'll get rid of this paint, right? But you got to understand, the man who gets rid of it for me, right? He's charging me $2.50. And I go, what, a can? All right, I'll give you $2.50 a can right now. Right? Get out of me wad, don't I? Start licking my thumb. Yeah? How much is that? No problem, he goes.
You're in van mode, aren't you?
Yeah, he goes, no, not a can, a litre. Some of these tins, they got 3-4 litres in one tin alone. I was like, fucking hell. So I had to... A litre. They charge you £2.50 a litre. I reckon it's £2 a litre, but he's making a little markup. But fair enough, I don't care. That's his business.
We still don't know what he's doing with it.
We don't know. He said he had a man who took care of paint, but the man charged by the litre of paint. He goes, some of this paint, some of it's dried out. That's no problem. We get rid of that for free. The paint's still...
Bin.
He goes, the paint's still wet, mate. That's going to cost you money. I went, to be honest, mate, some of it is pretty wet still. I ain't going to lie to you.
I'm a big fan of the wet paint. I normally buy all of it wet.
Usually I would have let it dry out, you know, but I didn't have time. Let's just say, I don't want to get into it, but I need to get rid of this paint in a bit of hurry, if you catch me drift.
I'm leaving the country tomorrow morning.
I'm leaving. I'm going over to Isle of Wight, you know, and I could do without this fucking paint weighing me down. right?
I can remember my neck.
This paint's like a fucking albatross. Just get it done. Anyway, in the end, he took it away. But all sorts of other things happened. Like when I was at, I accidentally on one of the legs, I came home and I said to the kids, do you want to come for a ride in the van? Right?
Mm.
And they said, yes. Well, that turned out to be a mistake because they were just getting in the way of my vanning. Right?
Right.
For a start, there was no kind of shouting banter out the windows at people, which is what I would have ordinarily done.
It would have to be sanitised banter, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, but they'd just go mental at me, especially my daughter. She'd be like, you can't say that. Stop acting like that. Right? She hated all the men, the Polish men and another man who I'd flogged a big cabinet to for £10 on eBay. He turned up in the middle of it all as well. He was a bit of a character. You know what? I sold it to him for £10 on eBay. This cabinet was worth, I reckon it was worth a couple of £100, but sometimes you just need to get rid of shit quickly.
Yeah.
He turned up in the middle of it. These Polacks were already giving me loads of shit over the paint, right? And he's turned up and he's going, where's this cabinet then? And I go, oh, you're the eBay bloke. He goes, yeah, that's right, I'm the eBay bloke. And I go,
I've done eBay.
And I go, that's it there. And he goes, oh, lovely cabinet that. And I'm in the middle of chatting, negotiating the paint price with these Polish blokes in the lockup, right? We're all in this enclosed little space, all with our masks on, by the way. And he's interrupted. He's going, here, I've got a mate who's got one of these. He uses it to keep all his fireworks in. And I went, I had to stop the Polish lads and my kids who were also just hassling me, wanting to take away weird bits of stationery, right? And I went, oh, hang on a minute. What did you say, mate? And he went, my mate, he's got one just to say he keeps his fireworks in it. And I went,
keeps his fireworks.
And I went, oh, all right. Well, fair enough. Do you want to take it or do you need any? No, I'll take it. And he just took it and fucked off, took it on a trolley. Thought that was a weird little cameo. But another bad thing.
How many fireworks has this fella got?
Fuck,
did you not ask?
Why has he got a firework cabinet? What's in there? That's my firework cabinet. I keep them there all year. Nutter. I wish I had more time to have dug into that with him. But when I drove away from my mother-in-law's, it was boiling hot here today. So the kids are giving me shit that I've got the fucking car menders on the line. I'm shouting at them. I'm worried about the fucking paint situation. My mother-in-law's like put me right behind schedule by nattering to me about all the shit she wants me to take away. And so I'm in a hurry. So I jump back in the van. I go, right, kids, put your belts on. We're running late.
And you've got a podcast to do.
Yeah. I pull off, fucking clang, clang, clang. Right? There's a hole, amongst other things, in the back of this transit van. There's a disassembled bunk bed made of metal. Now, I'd had a great fun at my personal storage first thing this morning, lobbing the bits of metal into the back of the van as loudly as I could, because it just made me feel... Just made me feel manly. I was just like, fuck it. I had my gloves on. And I was like, throw, clang, throw, clang. And I was looking around like, yeah, anyone got a problem with me clanging?
I'm a van man.
I'm a van man and I'm throwing metal about, right? Big fucking deal, right? Not all of us can fucking work in offices, yeah? Not all of us are baristas, right?
Not all of us used to be the editor of Heat Magazine.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I'm the sort of bloke who has to go out in searing hot conditions and just throw bits of metal around into my fucking van. And if anyone if anyone wants to fucking say something about it, they can come over and say it to my face, right? But they might end up with a bit of bunk bed up there, Jaxie. Right? So I'm clanging all this metal. I'm loving it. I'm loving the metal clanging. It's great. And but then it picked me on the ass because as I pulled away from my mother-in-law's in the van in a real hurry, just literally trying to get away from her because she would not stop. And I'm drenched in sweat.
Is she a good mother-in-law?
Yeah, she's good. You know, I love her, but she can be a bit trying sometimes, you know, especially if you're in a hurry. And and so I'm trying to get away and I clang, clang, clang. And I thought, hang on. That reminds me of that clanging I heard this morning when I was throwing around that bunk bed. So I slammed my foot on the fucking brake and another van come round the side of me, another transit, and the two lads in it sit their head out and they go, ha-ha, your back doors are open, mate. And then they laughed their heads off, right? As if they were like, ah, you fucking amateur.
Fucking Van amateur. Yeah.
You fucking van tourist. We're doing this every day, mate. We know that's a rental. We can tell.
We've seen it around.
We've seen it around. That's a fucking rental. You're no van man. You're playing games, mate. You're a fucking kiddie. You're a baby playing dress up for the day. You're right, I am. I made a fucking cut at myself again.
Took the day off from the office, did you, dickhead?
And took your day off from fucking podcasting, trying to do a bit of vanning, and you've made the most schoolboy error possible. You've left the fucking back doors open, and now there's a load of fucking bunk bed all over the road. Which there was. I slammed the brakes out. I was sweating so much, my whole t-shirt was stuck to me. It was pouring down my bald head. And the kids are like this. What's happened? What are you doing? And I was like this. Just stay there. Stay there, Dad. Just be quiet. Stay there. And I've jumped out in the middle of the road. And there's like, beep, beep. I'm holding people up. As I run out into the road, start picking up all the metal. Clang, clang, clang. Shouting at the cars who are beeping. All right, I'm fucking sorry. I'm getting my metal back in my van.
I dropped me metal.
I dropped me fucking metal. So what? Happens sometimes. You never dropped any metal before, dickhead. And I just fucking threw all this metal in the back, slammed the van, just fucking sped off in this van up the road to meet these Polish lads.
What you do when you're angry and embarrassed about something?
Yeah, I was really angry and embarrassed. I'm going to the kids. They go, what happened? Shut up. And they're like, And literally, Len muttered under his breath to Coco. He went, not very responsible behaviour. At that point, when I heard him say that, I was like so close to just fucking blowing my top properly, like Yosemite Sam style. You know when Yosemite Sam fires his pistols at the ground so much that he ends up taking off? That's what I felt like because of the heat and everything else.
You are very much now got to be casual bloke level. Or whatever the level below that is. I can't remember what it was.
Laddie.
Laddie. I think you might be a laddie now.
I don't know. Ask him. But we haven't. We've had a few tiffs today. But, you know, in the end, I took him. Once it was all said and done and I'd been back to the other storage, I was back and forth and got everything packed away. I was driving the van home and I pulled over at the ice cream shop as a surprise. And they said, what are we doing? I said, come on, I know I've been grumpy. We'll have a fucking ice cream, you dickheads. And that seemed to sort of win them over a little bit. Right. And then matey boy from the car place did turn up this evening with the car, fully done.
Brilliant.
The new wheels on, all that stuff.
New wheels on.
Now I'm good to go. But yeah, God, I feel exhausted, mate. The van life, probably if I'm honest, the van life, as fun as it was, it's not for me. I'd never make a full-timer.
You've dabbled in the van life.
Yeah.
And it's chewed you up and it's spat you out, Sam.
It really did, yeah. It's like, careful what you wish for, right?
It looks easy from the outside.
It just looks pure fun, doesn't it? When you see them driving around, they're having a laugh with their mates.
Yeah.
They're catcalling women. No, I wouldn't have done that. That's not on. But, you know, they're having a good time. Their arms out the window. They've got the music up.
That doesn't happen on day one, though. You've
got to
learn your
trick. Magic FM, here we go. Fucking Zoom by the Commodores. Zoom. No, is it the Fat Larry
Fat Larry's band?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did the way away. Oh, Zoom. That's what I thought I was going to be all day.
It's a van anthem, is it?
It's a van anthem, mate.
Oh, wow.
No, the ultimate windows down. Volume up, Van Anthem. But it doesn't count if you put it on yourself. You have to wait for it to come on the radio.
I was planning on that being my next wedding song, next wedding dance.
It's You're the One for Me by... Who's that by? Baby D, is it? Or You're the One for Me.
Right.
Or Stomp by the Brothers Johnson, which we were talking about earlier in the week. That's another great Windows Down classic. None of them came up. No music was on, because at one point I said to my daughter, will you put some music on? She went, no, it's too hot. What the fuck's that supposed to mean?
Right. There's a bit in the Lance Armstrong documentary where he's being filmed driving along and he's whatever it is he fucking drives.
His bike van.
His fucking cunt van. And he just says, this driving with no music on is total BS. So he mustn't be allowed to have music while he's driving for like rights and all that sort of thing.
Oh,
do you know what I mean? while he's being filmed. And he gets the fucking hump because he's not allowed to listen to music while he's driving. I just think he's fucking, he's just a cunt. Such a cunt.
The You're the One for Me is by D-Train, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know that
one. It's remixed by Paul Hardcastle.
Yeah.
In 85.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
86, one of them.
Mid-80s classic.
So, Van Deer then, out of the way now. Mixed emotions about it all, but it's
mixed
done.
Mixed emotions,
done and
yeah.
Dusted.
But it's out of the way. I think ultimately, as time passes, I'll only have positive memories of it.
Yeah, but it's one of those, you filter out the bad shit, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. And ultimately, all the paint negotiations, the bunk bed falling out in the middle of the road, the geezer turning up and saying that he was going to use a cabinet I'd sold him to keep fireworks in. Pretty disturbing stuff. But ultimately, I think I'll look back on it all fondly. It's all content, ultimately.
Just think about how. When is the next time you're going to have to dispose of paint? Perhaps never
not
again
for
in
years.
Your life.
Not
this
for
is
years.
Think twice, won't you?
Yeah.
Think twice when you require it. You're only going to require it if you know there's an exit strategy.
Very much so. I tell you what I'll definitely do. Is be a lot more cautious about the amount of paint I buy in future. Because... Yeah. I ended up buying quite a lot. I did my daughter's bedroom at the weekend. It's not a big room, but I totally overbought paint because you don't want to be halfway through the job and run out and have to go up to home base. A pain in the arse. So you overbuy.
Turns out you do, though, don't
you? You've got to be fucking careful because if not, you just end up with wet paint in a tin that the authorities in this country, in the nanny state we live in, will do anything to prevent you disposing of it. Anything. And so you have to go to the black market and deal with men, dangerous men. I dealt with dangerous paint men today, and
sure
I exposed my kids
yeah.
to that risk, and I don't want to do it again.
Okay. I mean, I've said before, I'm not a fan of Brexit and what's due to come around the corner to us, but I think once it happens, paint disposal regulations, they'll be all torn up. We'll be tipping them down the sink again and chucking them back in the canal.
Brussels red tape, innit?
Yeah. That's going to be one of the upsides of Brexit.
Exactly. You've got to look at the silver linings. Yeah. You're right.
Definitely. Right, well, we'll leave it there, I think. Van Deer, there you go. I knew we'd get a decent episode out of it, and I think we have.
Yeah, you were right to say. When I told you I was getting a van, in all honesty, you might just think, listeners, that this shit just happens, but Andy's got a very good instinct for content. And we were going to do this podcast yesterday or earlier today, but when he discovered that I'd hired a van, he insisted that we record the podcast after I'd finished with the van. And that is art there that you are seeing.
And I knew that my role in it would be mostly listening as well, and it has been. So I thank you for that as well.
Yeah, well, you've been
back to my hammock now.
You've been saying, oh, we started the show by saying you're Earth's most advanced creature. And I think you've just proved that in more ways than one.
Well, I'm trying to be humble, but yeah, I think you're right. All right, that's it. You're away. So we've got loads of episodes that we've pre-recorded and they're all locked into the system.
We're not going to shortchange you. There's loads of content lined up. We're like a wife who's going away for a couple of weeks but has left a frozen meal for every day of the week in the freezer for her useless, incompetent husband. That's what we've done.
So we've now got 10 days of doing nowt.
Yeah,
you're going
lovely.
To the Isle of Wight. I'm going into my hammock, and that's that.
Beautiful.
All right.
Just rest.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Hope you've enjoyed it. Take the FN, dickheads.
Just rest, everyone.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.